This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news. The headlines first. Flood and landslide incidents claim life of about 70 people across the country. Parliamentarians draw government's attention towards flood and landslide damages caused by heavy rainfall across the country. And massive floods affect millions of people across South Asia. Now the news in detail. Parliamentarians highlighted the government's inattention towards flood and landslide damages caused by heavy rains across the country. In today's House of Representatives meeting, parliamentarians emphasized the urgent need for effective rescue and relief efforts. Parliamentarians criticized the lack of proactive measures in managing these natural disasters, resulting in substantial economic losses. They urged the government at all levels, federal, province and local, to enhance disaster preparedness through training and capacity building. Additionally, they called for expedited efforts in locating missing persons, providing free medical care to the injured, and relocating vulnerable citizens to safer areas. Parliamentarians also expressed concern over blocked highways and rural roads due to flood and landslides, demanding timely restoration. Highlighting the flooding of Kathmandu and other cities due to swollen rivers, they stressed the necessity for disaster-resilient infrastructure. The opposition party's parliamentarians called for accountability, urging the Prime Minister to address these pressing issues or step down from office. 70 people have lost their lives so far in disasters including flooding and landslide triggered by incessant rains. According to Central Police spokesperson Deputy Inspector General Dan Bahadur Karki, 70 people have died, 86 have been injured and 5 people have gone missing so far in incidents of floods and landslides occurred throughout the country from June 10 till today morning. Police said people injured in such incidents are undergoing treatment at local hospitals. 966 incidents of flooding and landslide have occurred during this period, in which 86 houses have been damaged and 335 cattle head have perished. Life across the country has been affected today as well due to heavy rain and 4,719 people. Police personnel have been mobilized in rescue and relief works during this period. Police headquarters said the damage due to the monsoon-related disasters is equivalent to ₹95,674,250. Chief Minister of Karnali Province, Yam Lal Kandil, has said investigative news story helped government improve its works so that good governance could be built. Addressing a concluding session of the two-day orientation on parliamentary reporting organized for the province-level journalist at Surkhit, Chief Minister Kandil urged the investigative journalists to expose irregularities in society, public agencies and government. The orientation was organized by the Society of Journalists on Parliamentary Reporting in coordination with Minister of Internal Affairs and Law in Karnali Province. Similarly, Ministry Secretary Ravi Lal Sharma said the orientation on parliamentary reporting was useful to cater knowledge on the activities of the province assembly and role of the assembly members. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed the state's entire entities to solely focus on the protection of lives of people affected by monsoon floods, disasters and inundation. Taking updates about the losses caused by the monsoon from the Singhadarbar-based control room yesterday, the Prime Minister instructed all the state mechanisms to work for the rescue and relief of those citizens affected by the incidents of natural disasters. The head of the government expressed worries about the potentiality of a significant loss from the monsoon-triggered hazards this time. Prime Minister Dahal also called upon the political parties, civil societies and social organizations to join hands to mitigate the disaster risk and ensure the safety of the citizens. The Jai Prithvi Highway connecting Kopte Bajang has been blocked again due to landslides collected after incessant rains. The highway has been blocked since last night due to the landslide that came with the incessant rain. Baitadi Police Spokesman Inspector Balaram Pandey informed that the highway was blocked due to a landslide Sarighati, Patal Municipality 8 in the district. The CPNUML Parliamentary Party meeting has decided to demand the immediate resignation of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Informing about the decision of the meeting, CPNUML Chief Whip Mahesh Barthula said the Parliamentary Party meeting urged the Prime Minister to immediately resign and not take any decisions having long-term effects. The expansion of the Narangarh-Butwal road section has been halted due to incessant rain. According to Project Chief of the Eastern Section of Narangal-Budwal Road Expansion Project, Asis Thapa Magur, efforts are being made for smooth transport operation rather than widening the road. China State Engineering Corporation Limited, a contractor, has not been able to advance the road expansion work on time. After the expiry of the deadline on coming July 23, the company has applied for project extension for one more year. Three women were injured in a tiger attack in Dang. Police inspector at the area police office Tulsipur Prakash Thapa said Kamala KC, Sita Kumari Bhandari and Sarita Bhandari of Tulsipur Sub-Metropolis 9 were injured in the wild beast attack. The tiger bounced on the women when they went to collect mushrooms at the Navadurga Community Forest at Tulsipur Sub-Metropolis this morning. The injured are undergoing treatment at Rapti Provincial Hospital, Tulsipur. Incessant rains triggered floods have submerged some settlements in Kanchanpur. According to the District Police Office Kanchanpur, most of the areas have been affected by the flood. Three settlements of Dodhara Chandani Municipality 10 have been inundated after the Mahakali and Jogbuddha rivers entered the settlements. Spokesperson at the District Police Office Deputy Superintendent of Police Umesh Joshi said 1,622 people who were affected by the flood across the district have been rescued and shifted to safer places. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Massive floods have swept away swaths of India, Nepal and Bangladesh in recent days, affecting millions while killing scores of people. According to BBC, large-scale rescue operations are underway, with authorities directing thousands to shelter while sending food and supplies to stranded families. Major rivers, including the Brahmaputra and the Kosi, which flow through several countries, have overflowed their banks due to heavy rain. Floods and landslides are not uncommon during the South Asia's monsoon season, when it receives up to 90% of its annual rainfall. France is facing political deadlock after parliamentary elections deal a blow to the far-right National Rally but leave no party with a majority. According to BBC, National Rally have been pushed to third place behind a hastily assembled left-wing alliance and Emmanuel Macron centrist. French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal, who is part of Macron's alliance, says he'll resign today. A senior Hamas administration official, Ihab al-Ghussein, was among four people killed in an Israeli airstrike at a school in Gaza City. A local official told the BBC that Ihab al-Ghussein was appointed to manage the affairs of the Hamas government in Gaza City and northern Gaza 3 months ago. The Israeli army says that it carried out a strike on the area of a school building in Gaza City, from which it says terrorists were operating and hiding. It says that it took steps to minimize the risk of civilians being harmed. Now, general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of all the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhur Pashim province. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Flood and landslide incidents claim life of about 70 people across the country. Parliamentarians draw government's attention towards flood and landslide damages caused by heavy rainfall across the country. And massive floods affect millions of people across South Asia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.